Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cowboys back off the blitz. Rush three and the pass on the mark. Tiny window and Newton found it.
Newton keeps, lowers his shoulder and takes it in for the touchdown.
Here he goes deep down the field and a beautiful throw. No one's going to catch Ginn. He's going all the way for the touchdown. 88 yards. Cam Newton put it right on the money.
Your goal for any good team is to have as many good players as possible. Cam Newton's a former MVP of this league, played in a Super Bowl, that caliber of a player. So I think the better players we have in our locker room, the better we're going to be able to go out there and perform as a team.
As Jason McCourty on the McCourty Brothers podcast last night, reacting to the news as it happened, Cam Newton will be a Patriot. Barring as Adam Schefter told us some, something crazy happening in his physical. And joining us to talk, Cam Newton on the Harborne Hotline, Joe Person of The Athletic. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What'd you think last night? You heard the news, Cam Newton on a 1-year short money deal to the Pats, Joe.
You know, I think it makes a lot of sense for both sides. I mean, Cam Newton's been sitting out now. He was unemployed for 3 months. He started off kind of telling folks or letting it be known if he didn't want to be a backup quarterback. So I think that, that eliminated some teams. And then a lot of other teams were probably scared off by his health. I know I've reported that the Bears didn't get really past the kick the tires phase because of that. I think the layoff helped him. My colleague in Boston, Jeff Howe, reported that the Cam's camp came down on their asking price, and so the Patriots get an MVP, former MVP quarterback to compete with Jared Stidham, and Cam gets a chance to prove it, and then obviously in his mind, hopefully hit free agency big next year.
Now, if he is healthy, what are some of the things that I think he brings to the table as a quarterback as far as his ability to read defenses, his ability to make the tough throws? I mean, you covered him from those number of years. So if healthy, what are we getting from Cam?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one in the league like him. I mean, there's just not. And you could make a case that there's really never been a quarterback like him. Randall Cunningham is probably the closest to it. But Cam Newton, I mean, the dude is just a physical specimen. You've seen the workout tapes and all that, the videos he's been posting on Instagram, and he's clearly motivated. But and we here in Charlotte, we saw him evolve as a passer. Like when he came into this league early on, he had the huge arm strength, and then on the shorter, intermediate stuff or shorter throws, it was a little spotty at times. The accuracy would kind of come and go. Then, he had the first shoulder surgery in 2017. He comes back from that, and as a result, at the time it was Mike Shula, but North Turner did the same thing with Cam. They got him to be a more efficient passer underneath, and it was almost like it flipped. Like he'd still throw deep from time to time, but not nearly with the effectiveness that he had early in his career. But he got to be a very, as I say, a more precise passer, And, you know, that he went to the playoffs in 2017. In 2018, he had them off to a 6-2 start when he got absolutely destroyed. That same shoulder with a hit by T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh. And he really hadn't been the same since. I know you've seen the stats he lost in his last 8 starts here. Well, those coincided. The 6 of them were after that hit by Watt. And then 2 of them last year with the Liz Holmes injury, of course, sustained up in New England in August. So, but yeah, when healthy, this guy's very effective. And then we hadn't even really gotten into the run game portion of it, which is a whole nother weapon he brings to the table.
Joe, could you tell us a little bit about what kind of leader Cam Newton is? Because Jarrett Stidham was penciled in as presumptive starter. Obviously, he himself a former Auburn quarterback. But now here comes Cam Newton on the short money, prove it, very motivated deal. Let's say he wins out the job. Is he the kind of guy who's going to try to, you know, pass along some information and some tips to Stidham? And what kind of quarterback will he be on a team that has 2 rookie tight ends and a bunch of young wide receivers who have a lot to learn?
Yeah, I mean, he's loud. He's brash. I mean, what you see is what you get. He's like that at practice. He's often like that in the locker room. And, you know, and guys seem to gravitate toward him. He makes every practice pretty competitive. Here in Charlotte, he would pick out, he didn't really pick it out, it just evolved. Like when Thomas Davis, it started with Josh Norman, the training camp battles would get so intense, it spilled over into a fight 1 year, you guys probably remember, between Cam and Josh Norman. And then Norman leaves, and then it kind of became Thomas Davis and Cam. And it was just a way to kind of bring some intensity to these practices that, you know, that you kind of hit those dog days of mid-August when you're a couple weeks into training camp. And, Cam would try to get under their skin too. Like that was part of it. Like, and last year it became with Thomas Davis was gone, it was Trey Boston. But, it'll be interesting. I don't think, you know, if this is a wide open competition, I don't know how helpful Cam's going to be to Jarrett Stidham, as he's going to want that job. But I think once the season gets underway and all that, yeah, I think it's not like it's going to be some fractious quarterback's room. But, you know, I don't think, you know, Cam was, you know, this I'm sure was a bit of a humbling process for him. He is going to be very motivated. And we saw that early in his career with the Panthers, because you guys remember a lot of people were urging the Panthers with that number one overall pick in 2011, you know, to take another quarterback, you know, Jake Locke or Blaine Gabbert, you know, you saw, and Cam didn't forget that. And he won't forget, you know, the 31 other teams that passed on him this offseason.
We're talking to Joe Person of The Athletic, and you're saying a lot of positive things about Cam Newton. Then walk me through, Joe, how the Carolina Panthers end up going with Teddy Bridgewater on a 3-year, $63 million deal, basically unproven anywhere near what Cam Newton's been proven in the NFL, and decide to cut Cam and go with Teddy Bridgewater. How did we get to that point in Carolina?
Well, I mean, Cam was at the end of his deal. He, you know, I don't think he wanted to come in here and play on a 1-year prove-it deal at that time. You know, I mean, I don't think he knew what the market was going to bear at the time. And I think with Matt Rhule, he was, and Joe Brady, that they wanted a fresh start. I think it was, I don't think you can point to one thing. I think it was like Cam's health injury or health history. Obviously the Panthers knew his medicals better than anyone. So maybe there were some concerns there, but I honestly think it was more about just a clean slate. I remember a conversation I had with someone close to Cam back in this was like right around the time Ron Rivera was going to be fired. I mean, I don't even think his firing was official yet, but it was about to be. And they were, you know, Cam's people said at the time to me, you know, privately that, you know, whoever comes in, more than likely, new coaching staff, you know, some new front office people, they're going to want a new quarterback. And that's how it played out. And, you know, we'll see. if I see the Panthers and Patriots play in the preseason, I don't think that's going to be a revenge type game. Given what happened last year in Foxborough, Belichick probably shouldn't even put Cam on the field, keep him healthy for a regular season.
Now, Joe, you talked about Cam's personality a little bit. How does he kind of, you know, conform, gel, work with Coach Belichick's personality and the way that he is as far as, you know, certain things, especially dealing with the media? Do you think Cam says, you know what, all right, I'm going to buy into this system because hopefully this gets me that big money somewhere else next year?
It'll be fascinating to see, you know, because, you know, Cam has a big personality. He doesn't shy away from it. He embraces it. And you know, when he came here, actually, you know, the former ownership, Jerry Richardson, had made some comments, public comments, about liking the fact that Cam didn't have tattoos and just kind of along the lines of that conformism. And even before Richardson sold the team, we saw as Cam, you know, got older and kind of got comfortable in this league. I mean, he was going to be Cam, and you know, fans love it. I mean, you know, most fans. I mean, he is polarizing. He, for whatever reason, I don't know if it dates to the stuff he went through at Auburn, but there was a segment of the fan base here that never really put their arms around Cam, and it's baffling. And but that was the case. And so yeah, listen, he's not making much money this year. Like, you know, listen, he wants to. I'm sure, like all these guys, he wants to get paid what he feels he's worth. And so, you know, what that means in terms of that, and you know, kind of jiving with Bill. That's going to be interesting to see because, like I said, I mean, you guys have seen it. I mean, Cam is his own man, and there's certainly something to be said for that.
Joe, last question here. So you cover the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic, which means you're in tune with the NFC South. How you feeling about those Brady workouts, and have you gotten any word about the Brady action going on in Tampa? Looking forward to covering that. How do you think that's going to shake out this year?
Yeah, I mean, this whole off season's been fascinating with the NFC South, with Cam going, with Brady coming in, and you know, the Panthers, as it stands now, are scheduled to be in Tampa week two for Brady's home debut with the Bucs, which, you know, I mean, who knows if there's going to be fans in the stands or how many, which adds a whole nother element to this, but. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's so weird. I mean, look, you know, you see the memes last night of like Cam doing his Superman thing in a Patriots uniform. It's as weird to look at that as it was initially to see Brady in those, you know, those pewter and gold uniforms in Tampa. So, or pewter and orange. So, you know it. If Joe Montana can play for the Chiefs, you know, then, you know, Jermaine knows this. Anything can happen in this league, and usually does. But it's been a fascinating offseason, to say the least.
Hopefully we get football next couple months here. Joe Person at Athletic. Joe, thank you for joining us, man.
All right. You guys have a good week.
Thank you. Joe Person joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. And, he can say all the great things he wants, but in the end, Carolina chose Teddy Bridgewater and a $60 million deal over Cam Newton, and maybe that was health. Maybe he's healthy now, but that's a pretty significant move there.
But I think it was, you know, new coach, new regime. It was kind of like, all right, we need a fresh start, you know, kind of moving on from Cam. Like you said, Cam was in the last year of his deal. You know, I wanted to ask you guys a question about, because we're talking about Cam and Bill and how many wins the Patriots will have, and I had said 10 wins. I would like to know, how many wins you think Bill Belichick gets you? I mean, we hear this all the time. Bill gets you wins. How many wins would you say Bill can get you?
I'm going to say like four.
Okay.
Six. He's a four-win coach.
All right.
Six.
Six. All right, because I think Cam could probably get you. If he can get you six, I think Cam could probably get you another three or four wins. So that puts you somewhere.
So that puts you to 10. That's how you got to 10.
Yeah, I would see, because I think Cam is good enough when you think about it. You think about last year, for example, not – you know, that the outcome would be any different. But now if you're Josh McDaniels and you're playing against the Tennessee Titans and you have first and goal from the 1 yard line, you have the element of Cam Newton running the football. And that just gives you another element to maybe you'll be able to win a game or two because of his ability to maybe pick up some plays with his legs when, I'm trying to throw it to N'Keal Harry and he's, you know, being covered like Velcro, and now I got to figure out where to go, and I could take in, you know, and maybe run and pick up a first down. So I think he can get you a couple wins.
The flip side of that is that the accuracy of quarterback is not going to be
also, what you're used to seeing with Tom Brady.
Like, I don't think I think Ken gave you numbers since the MVP season. Mm-hmm. He's had a sub 60% completion percentage total, right? And so he's just not, it's never been a strength of his. And the offense is going to change. And it's not fair to compare it to the Tom Brady, Charlie Weiss, Bill O'Brien, Josh McDaniels offense. But this offense has been built on accurate passing, short timing passing. It's not going to operate 100% if Cam Newton is their quarterback. It's going to have to look different.
And let me tell you how it's going to benefit this offense. I already figured they were going to run the ball a lot this season. Best running back room in the NFL, as some have called it. A healthier offensive line than 2019.
That's kind of ridiculous.
That could be the dumbest of the day.
Okay, so we have so many candidates. So little time. Only three more days of Muttwig and Fitzy. But you have the great, you have the good running back room. You got a healthier offensive line. But with Stidham in there, I think the offense may have been to some defenses a bit more predictable because they thought, okay, we're not going to put the game in this kid's hands as much. They're going to run the ball more. Now, Cam Newton adds a few more wrinkles, makes the offense just a little less predictable, but I still think it's going to be very, very, very run heavy. And you don't exactly have the best rush defenses in the AFC East. Buffalo had only the 18th best rushing defense last year. So if the Patriots come in, Cam Newton still has some fresh legs underneath him, and they got a good running back room.
Yeah, I have to admit, the whole running back room thing, I know Mike Tannenbaum said that, it was about as dumb as it gets.
Right.
James White or somebody came on the station and agreed, or maybe it was on a Zoom conference call.
But how are you when you're the 19th ranked team in rushing, do you have the best running back room? That's what they were last year.
Yeah,
because James White has the second most catches out of the backfield in the last 3 years.
He's awesome. James White is as good as what he does as any running back in the NFL. Okay, so put him to the side for a second. Like, we don't know if Sony Michel's that good without James Devlin. We have no idea. Like, he had a great year with James Devlin, a great playoff run with Devlin blocking for him. Can he be that guy? The kid from Alabama, the third-round pick, Damian Harris, right? We don't know how good he is. We were told he looked great in camp last year. He couldn't get healthy. Rex Burkhead can't stay healthy.
When you think about that running back room, the New England Patriot running back room is the best room of any position group in all of football.
The wide receivers in Tampa? Let's start there. It's a better room than Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and those guys?
What about the Cleveland Browns with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
And I think that's pretty damn good running back
pretty
room.
Pretty good running back
room. But he's at any position group.
No, I know that, but I'm focusing
that's
on
maybe he, that's maybe ridiculous.
Maybe he likes the diversity
running back room
of what they present.
And I've said this before. Their running back room is better than the San Francisco 49ers defensive line group.
Yo, you did. I've heard you say that.
Like,
yeah, it's true.
Like, come on, Mike.
What are we doing?
I know you worked with Bill, but come. What are we doing?
He's trying to get a gig.
And you think about it, right? James White, tremendous receiver out of the backfield.
Love him.
Good as they get.
Right, but...
good as they get.
What do you really... you know, we don't really know what Sony Michel is.
Well, we kind of do.
I think Bill thinks he's better than we think.
Well, I think we know what he is.
And I think Ivan Fears does, too. And I wish they would get off that because he is so incredibly predictable. They don't throw the ball to him. I'd rather see Damian Harris in there just to see what they got out of him, because why the hell would you spend a third-round pick on a kid who's a four-year starter and two-time national champion?
Listen, we got all week to digest the entire running back room with the Patriots. We'll do it with you guys. 617-779-7937, the phone number. Will Danny Vitale step in and replace James Devlin? Your fullback talk as well.
Thank you.
Are lined up to talk about Cam Newton of the Patriots after a Trending with Ken Laird.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Wiggy's Place. Awaken 180 weight loss.
That's right.
Help build clients and lose weight through the holidays like the 4th of July. That's what they do, Wiggy, right?
That's what they do. Helping you lose weight 1 pound at a time.
It's the solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 weight loss. Mike Tolbert, former Carolina Panther, has an interesting take on Cam. He says the organization screwed him over, basically, made him play through these injuries. Goes back to his shoulder surgery. Everybody knew it was messed up 2 years ago. They wait until the offseason to get the surgery. Makes no sense. Timing's off. Got hurt against the Patriots in the preseason game. They said it looked like a high ankle sprain. You could tell it was not. It was a mid-foot sprain. Shouldn't have been out there weeks one and two. So do you buy into that he kind of got pushed into playing down there? And he's,
well, that's even what Joe Person was like, really defending Cam Newton at every turn, saying the injuries were a big issue, but when he's healthy, he was good. I mean, there's not a lot negative to say about Cam Newton. He had one run-in with a female reporter, and that seems to be it. Like, there's not a lot there. Jason Whitlock has a column today on Outkick about, you know, can go one of two ways with Cam. He can be Randy Moss with Bill Belichick or be Albert Haynesworth. You know, which route is he going to take here? Mm-hmm. Come in here and reclaim his crown as one of the best, or is he going to be cut here before week one?
That's it.
Here is that audio from the female reporter exchange.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
oops.
If he said that in 2020, I mean, that was in 2017?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's not going to fly in Foxborough, and you wonder if all the Superman action and the big brash personality that Joe Person was telling us about that we've all seen and the post-game outfits, is that going to fly, or is Belichick going to try to get him to conform?
I don't think Bill will trip about that. Like, I don't think he'll trip about the, you know, how he dresses and, you know, celebrating on the field and things of that nature. Just, you guys, Bill will trip about how you talk to the media about what went on in the game and that kind of thing.
Or about an opponent, right? He's not going to be able to start talking about guys on different teams like and start picking out like a cornerback. Like they talk in such generalities down there that you can't specifically get
and
into
certain
players.
Cam will do that. I mean, if AB was able to do it, Cam can do it.
Yeah, AB did it for like a week.
Well, 11 days. What an 11 days it was.
Yeah, but AB, I mean, Cam doesn't have the, you know, off the field.
Oh, there's baggage. That baggage, as far as we know, is not there. AB,
I don't think Cam has sent anyone a bag of gummy D's.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm saying.
Or throwing them at any cops.
I'm saying, as far as, like, AB here, he said all the right things to the media.
Okay.
That's all.
Gotcha.
We've been refreshing. Bridget has the Cam Newton Instagram. He's promised to drop some content today. Nothing yet.
Any content? No. Well, is it like a video of him working out, him in Patriot gear, talking to Pats fans?
I'm thinking maybe him in some Pats gear. Don't you know? I mean, Black
Rocking
Superman
the number
has
one.
Arrived.
We do that.
Know? We lost Superman, but now we got Black Superman.
Fair trade. Yeah.
Probably footage of him from March when he signed the contract with the Patriots. They've been holding it
until
when
he heard
dropped
about
the boom, the hammer last night. Spygate 2 punishment coming down.
Said Cam, hey, don't say nothing on social media. We're waiting for this Spygate 2 punishment to come out.
Poor Dave Mondillo, banned for life from the NFL. Basically, that's what they said. I mean, he'd already been fired by the Patriots, but can't come back and get a video job somewhere.
Wow, really? They banned them for life?
Yep.
Jesus. Can you hire him for the website, Fitzy?
Banned until further notice. Yes.
Can you get Bradford to hire him to do some website?
We're going to be bringing in Mondillo. He's the new head of video productions here for WEEI.com. It's a tremendous pickup. Patriots' loss is Bradford's game.
Bradford, will he be allowed at Fenway on Wednesday when the 47-player group shows up?
He will not.
Testing?
I know that because I was listening to Mark James and Bradford yesterday. He can't go until Friday because Wednesday is when the guys all take their tests, and then the first workout technically might be Friday, but they'll be in the press box. They can't go down in the locker room at all. And you just got to sit up there for hours at a time. Talking about the great sport of baseball.
Bradford covering the Mutt Show tonight through Thursday.
Yeah, Barrett and Bradford. B-squared the next four nights on the show. Excellent.
Wow. Yes, sir. And we're hoping to get those hub cities. Bob McKenzie says the NHL hub cities today or tomorrow at the latest.
Jeez, we've
favorites
been
are Vegas and Vancouver.
Yeah, my lead tomorrow, there is no NHL season. This thing is not going to happen, Ken.
Vegas and Toronto. Sorry. Not going to happen.
This is not going to happen. No. See,
that's a hot take.
They have no news on this right now. There's nothing. There is
sneaky quiet.
No smoke,
weeks.
No fire. The NHL is not coming back. Sorry.
They might be the only ones that come back.
I thought they were having problems with Toronto, though.
They were having problems. Well, I don't know. Vegas is not looking good.
Well, Vancouver's now not good, though.
Vancouver's out.
The mix.
Yeah.
So who are the subs?
Toronto and Vegas are the favorites, and maybe Edmonton.
But you see the numbers in Vegas right now? The COVID
not
numbers?
Good. Not good.
Wiggy
anywhere,
thoughts?
Wiggy. Are they
Wiggy thinks
what numbers, though? Are they just the cases? Are they the cases, or are they hospitalizations?
I made 3.5 hours.
I don't know where we are yet.
It's not that kind of week.
I never know where we are with the COVID.
Morning show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advance scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I don't see the advance scout in any of this video this shoot.
Dave Mondillo, we don't have any sideline of Zach Taylor on the Bengals. Can you get us like 8 good minutes? Put that as the files. Thanks, buddy. We'll throw you under the bus. We'll take care of you, Dave. Don't worry about it.
We're sending you out there to do your job presented by Bose. We want to find out what the advanced scout does.
Yeah, what a mess up. What a great job by the Patriots. They have buried the story today. The Patriots got fined $1.1 million. They lost a third-round pick in next year's draft. Dave Mondillo, and I think I read with the TV crew cannot travel with them at all this year. Is that confirmed?
I thought they said they couldn't. Any games in 2020? Is that what they said? Yeah. I thought they said they couldn't film any games.
I think it's just those KSP crews will be banned.
You're right, Wiggy. You can't shoot any games in 2020.
So home and away. So they can't do any craft sports production, shut down for the whole season. And it's not going to get a scintilla of the coverage it would have gotten
right
before the Cam.
The only thing you'll get
out
is the all 22s.
Well, the good news is what he was doing his job.
Good news is that Craft Sports Productions has more money to pay people like me for game day services. So appreciate that.
So Wiggy, you don't think this was planned last night? You don't think the Patriots leaked this out at the same time the Cam Newton deal happened?
No. That would mean
tomorrow's dumbest of the.
Here's what we know, Patriots. Here's the penalty. We're gonna hand this penalty down to you, like you said, on
July 1st. Upcoming Wednesday.
July 1st.
Here's a letter, Bob Kraft. Here's the penalty. Yep.
Right. So that would mean that the NFL gave them a heads up. I'm not buying that. So
has the NFL come out officially with their punishment? No, we've only heard it through Mike Reese, through Adam Schefter, and trusted sources, which means
and a
the
spokesman
Patriots
confirmed to Reese. That's how he confirmed it. He went to the NFL, got a spokesman to confirm it from the NFL. Yeah, I have the quote in front of me here if I can find it.
Right. Yeah, so if a spokesman confirms it, so that means the NFL, okay, hey, Bill, this is the suspension. We're dropping it on July 1st, just an FYI.
Where's the official announcement from the NFL, though? Like, it's only confirmation via a spokesman to a Patriots beat writer for a sports network. It's not like official announcement from Roger Goodell. The Patriots have been fined.
But why? You know, I always look at there's other information, right? That the NFL has and it leaks out. They leak it out through Schefter. They leak it out through Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. You know, why wouldn't those guys have said, oh, yeah, it looks like the NFL is going to hand the Patriots down this fine? For them to give the Patriots that type of heads up and allow them the opportunity to say, okay, well, Cam's still available. Well, you know what? How can we cover up this whole, you know, penalty news thing that's going to blow up? Oh, we'll sign Cam Newton or Colin Kaepernick because those are the only two. And if you're the Patriots, it just – you got to make sure that Cam's still available. You going to run that risk?
NFL spokesperson Michael Signora confirmed the punishment Sunday night after ESPN broke the news.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the news from a really good source. Mm-hmm. Mike Reese is tied to the Patriots. So what do you think Mike Reese got his story, Wiggs?
I think he got it from the Patriots.
So why did the Patriots decide to leak it out a half hour after they signed Cam Newton?
Well, they got it, and they knew that if they leaked it out afterwards, right?
Yep.
They leaked it out afterwards that obviously we would be looking more towards Cam Newton.
Hell yeah.
But they would need the NFL to be then in cahoots with them to basically let them know, hey, here's when we are dropping the penalty. So this is when it's going to start leaking out. So they would have to be in cahoots with the NFL to know that where they're going to start leaking it out so they can get ahead of it and sign Cam Newton. Because the thing that happened first was they signed Cam. Then that came out.
Which is why it makes it look more suspicious.
Even if they're not in bed or in cahoots or working with the NFL. If the Patriots were able to get that information, it makes sense that they saved the two biggest news dumps post Tom Brady for the same night, because that body they're dumping in the middle of the lake, we're not looking at that because, oh, look at the big party over here on the shoreline. No one's paying attention to it. No one's talking about it anywhere. And I'm not just pointing to the TVs, Ken. I'm not online. There's no chatter about it. It's all Cam Newton.
I just
Cam
booked
Newton.
An appearance on Pittsburgh radio for 11 a.m. What are they going to ask me about? Cam Newton or the cheating scandal?
That axe to grind, Pittsburgh's bringing you on just to rip the Patriots.
And there's 31 others just like it.
Bridget, let's make sure we roll on that. When he kills the Patriots today on Pittsburgh radio, we want that sound tomorrow.
That will be dumbest of the day tomorrow.
Everyone's pumped about the Cam Newton deal, except for one NFL player. How many former NFL league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum? Asking for a friend, just ridiculous. A transcendent talent and less talented quarterbacks are getting $15, $16 million a year. Disgusting. That from Richard Sherman, who is upset that Cam Newton had to sign for so little money overnight and took to social media to talk about it. So someone is not happy.
You'd have to compare him to the other guys that are getting that money.
Jameis Winston got the same, literally the same amount of money. And Richard Sherman could not. Every time I think he could not possibly be more insufferable, he out obnoxious.
The only one
check that check that against every quarterback slated to be a starter this season, Sherman said of Cam's recent struggles. Let me know how that goes.
But the only other quarterback that got a little bit more than Cam was Andy Dalton. Right? I think Andy Dalton.
How about Teddy Bridgewater, the guy who replaced him?
No.
3-63.
Yeah, but Teddy Bridgewater played last year. Cam didn't play last year.
What about Tannehill's deal? Chris Sims has Cam Newton ranked higher than Tannehill. Tannehill got silly money, $91 million.
They all played last year. Cam didn't play. So you're talking about a guy who didn't play last year. So what do you think he's going to get?
Hurt the better part of the last two seasons. Don't forget, he was kind of dunsky halfway through 2018, then only played two games in 2019. So we're talking about somebody we haven't seen a lot of tape on the last couple of years.
It's not like Cam played in 5, 6, 7, 8 games last year and had a, wait a second. What I would ask Richard Sherman this. If Cam balls out this year, you think you're going to be tweeting that same thing out next year, or you'd be tweeting out, damn, Cam just got paid?
Probably the second one. And meanwhile, who is going to sign? You can't look at him like any other year of quarterbacks that didn't play a year ago, because you can't bring him into your facility, get him checked out. So there is a gamble on the Patriots' end if you're signing Cam Newton that he is healthy and you believe him in his agent.
But even if you could bring him in the facilities and check him out, you're still not going to give him a ton of money, and he's kind of been hurt the past couple of years and he didn't play last year. You're not going to give a guy like that $15 million. Teddy Bridgewater, at least you could say he started 6 games. It wasn't a ton, but he started 6 games. They went 5-1. There's enough tape on him already. He looked good. And, Drew Brees came back, and that's why he no longer started. So a team goes, all right, here's why we like Ryan Tannehill. Started the last, 13 games of the season? That's why he got his money.
Let's go to Sorge in Mansfield next up on the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt. Sorge.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
All right, so first, I actually call from Mansfield usually. Call from the Berkshires, you know how it is. I'm just doing my thing, doing some homework on a Sunday night. Then I see Cam Newton signs with the Patriots. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Now we got a Patriots season. We don't got to talk about Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer on a daily. But here's my question for you guys. So, obviously, before we signed Cam Newton, the big debate was, do you throw Brian Hoyer first and then throw Stidham in, or have Stidham start the season? Now that Cam Newton's here, Brian Hoyer can go to wherever he wants, because he's our last resort case, right? So my big question here is, do we start the season with Cam, and then if Cam struggles, then throw Stidham in the crosshair, or have Stidham start the season and Cam come in for the rescue?
No, you start.
Thanks, George.
You start Cam Newton. If he outperforms him, or if Stidham outperforms Cam, you start Stidham.
And we expect that Cam Newton will outperform Stidham.
Yeah.
If you're asking, no one on this show thinks that Jared Stidham can beat out Cam Newton for the starting quarterback job. And I think it's a risky signing. I'd rather see Jared Stidham start, but I think the Patriots sign Cam Newton to come in here and struggle.
But how amazing would that be, though? That would mean that Cam Newton was a little broken down, or maybe not a shadow of his former self, but that he was okay, but that Stidham rose to the challenge, rose to the occasion. That would seem tragic in some sense, but actually it would be great news for the Patriots, because that means Stidham stepped up.
If he outperforms Cam?
Yes.
Yeah. But do you have a better chance of making the playoffs with Cam or Stidham?
Brady.
I think it's the same. Brady, yes. Hoyer.
Oh, you think it's the same?
Based on what I've seen from Cam Newton the last year, yes. I mean, you're asking me to think that he can go back in a time machine and play like he did a couple years ago, and I'm not
there
with
him. All
right, so
then
you guys are, I'm not there.
Then you feel like this team won't make the playoffs.
They're a 6-10 team. They won't make the playoffs this year. Cam Newton's not going to show up and make N'Keal Harry better, or Dalton Keene, whatever his name is, better.
Oh.
Give him UCLA better. They're not,
how could you step to the legend of Keene, Vitali, Asiasi?
Same offensive guys are here, right? Oh, the Dimitri Bird relationship he has, or Demir Bird, because they played together in Carolina. He's playing catch with Mohamed Sanu. No, I'm not there.
All right, well, then you still feel like then they are going to be...
Same team, which is why I think it'd be 6-10. Let's see if the young kid has it.
I guess Wiggy Mutt's not invited to our playoff party.
I mean, he can come, but I'd rather him come so then we could just make fun of him about how wrong he was.
But let's make him wait, though. Don't give him VIP.
Ish is in. Let's go to Trent and talk to Ish. Ish.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, man. I think Stidham should start, man. I think he should start over Cam Newton. Although I'm very happy that we got Cam Newton, though. That was a great acquisition for us. So let me ask you guys a question, right? Do you guys think that the Patriots now have, like, the best QB room in the AFC East?
In the AFC East...
Yeah,
I don't know who the backups are for the rest of the teams.
Yeah, because who cares about who the backup is? They have the best
quarterback room.
They have the best starter in the AFC.
Tua and Fitzpatrick is a better quarterback room than Newton.
But you can only
Fromm and Allen.
But you can can only have one guy on the field.
Oh wait, Fromm, I forgot about him.
That's right.
That's it.
Is he canceled though?
No,
they didn't kick him off the team though. No.
And Flacco's with the Jets, right?
Oh wow, right. Darnold and Flacco.
You can only have one quarterback on the field. It's not like another position. So yes,
the quarterback room is the entire room.
Yeah, but it doesn't
like the
matter.
Patriots running back room. We know how good that
no,
is.
No, but you can have multiple running backs on the field at one time. So now you could say, all right, we can actually utilize these other guys that make this room to be so good. You have the best starter in the AFC East, and you have the best. That gives you the best quarterback room.
And I do think, the caller said this earlier, Brian Hoyer will just be sequestered. He'll be the quarantine quarterback. I don't know if they've officially announced rule changes, but the league is going to probably allow you to be more flexible with your rosters this year. And everyone's going to have a third quarterback they just sort of put to the side.
Designated survivor.
That's Hoyer.
If you want to,
Bruce Arians said the same thing. Arians said he was going to do that in Tampa Bay.
If you want to ask the question, who has the best backup in the AFC East, then maybe you can make an argument that it could be, you know, another team.
Tua. If Patrick's the starter this year, Tua is a better option than Fromm Flacco or Stidham.
Yeah, you can make that argument. But you have the best starter in the AFC East. Cam
Newton. But a huge asterisk, when healthy. Is he healthy? Like, well, yeah, great. If he's going back to 2018, the first eight games, yes, he's the best. What if he's the guy last year who couldn't throw the ball 30 yards?
That's why you play craps, man. It's all about the roll of the dice.
Is that why?
Okay. That is why. I mean, you roll the dice and you go, okay, I might lick 7. I might lick 11. But I might catch snake eyes.
I don't know how to play crap. So as you're talking, it sounds like a different language. I should know how to play.
You should know how to play.
It's just I'm too intimidated by it. Graps you walk up and it's like there's a field.
There's a pass line.
What is that?
You know what you need? Craps is the game. You need someone to hold your hand for the first hour when you play. Blackjack, pretty easy. Obviously, roulette, the easiest game in the world. Craps, you need somebody to, like, you need a Wiggy to bring you to the table, and you have to watch him play for an hour.
Now the casinos
are reopening. Get that education.
It's simple in craps, right? Play the pass line. That's it. Don't try to get too complicated like some of us will get, and we'll stop betting on the field. We stop betting on 6 and 8. We stop betting on some other things. Just bet the pass line. So whatever number the guy rolls, you know, the person rolls in the beginning, anything but snake eyes, 3 and 12 on your first roll. Do you get a number or you get 7-11 automatic win? Then once you finally get a number, a 5, a 6, or an 8, or a 9, as long as that number comes before 7, that's all that matters.
Okay. That makes no sense to me, but I look forward to getting the education with Wiggy at some point.
And I'll learn the horses with you because I don't really
know
the horses.
It's a fair trade. Good. Encore, we open it back up here pretty soon. Knock on wood. We get these casinos back open.
The trifecta.
Exactus, pick fours, pick fives.
I don't know
what
the exacta is.
Exacta's the first two horses.
First two horses.
We really talked to Ken. Ken's the real degenerate.
Oh, Mutt nailed it. Mutt nailed the Belmont.
We gave up the exacta.
The trifecta is all
three.
But not in a specific order, right?
Now you can play it straight. or you can box horses together and they can finish in any order. That's more expensive.
So straight is they got to come in that order.
If you say I want a straight exact to 2-3-4, they got to run 2-3-4. Okay. But if you box the trifecta 2-3-4,
then they can come in any order.
See, okay. You already know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I know a little bit about it.
Good. Well, they're not going to reopen Suffolk Downs. It's going to be.
I spent my summer days as a young kid, my playground was Suffolk Downs picking up tickets.
We'll get a break. We got Dale and Keith coming up at 10 here on WEEI.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
The winner's got a plywood board where dreams become drugs and guns. The only way out is a shoot or run. Stick out in your country song, yeah.
We have to do some gambling etiquette with Wiggy at some point this week. Just told me he will tell someone at a blackjack table, you're not playing right, leave.
See you later.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
He's one of those guys.
Get off the table. We're here trying to win money. If you don't know what you're doing, there's a $5 table down over there. Go over there and beat it. We'll kick you right off the table.
We'll save that for later on this week. The crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. He's back. Off the seventh week of paternity leave.
How are you? I'm fresh out of paternity leave.
Getting texts from people that I see Keith and his dad at a golf course. Yeah. They're golfing in Billerica. He's just out and about. You're all over that part.
Oh, shot horribly, by the way.
Did you?
Shot
horribly. Did you wear a mask when you're going out all these places?
You don't need a mask on the course. Okay. You need a mask, you know, when you're walking around before you're getting your tee time and all that stuff.
Sure, because we know that we're in the second surge. The second spike.
I wear my mask out.
And it's done. A second surge in Massachusetts. Don't say that. We're not there.
In the world.
Numbers.
Are you still super negative? I haven't heard you in a little while. Are you down on all sports? So did you know that 2 weeks ago when I was in, Wiggy gave a 100% across the board all sports?
Yeah.
And then I took a week off, and he's at 0%.
0%. And now he's baseline 0%.
Well, that was on your show with his 180, said to Dale and I. Now no sports coming back.
That's because everybody hit me with the second surge. We're in it. Shut it all down. Texas now.
So the bubble's not going to happen in Disney?
Have you not heard of it?
I saw the schedule, though. I got the schedule. Celtics-Bucks, July 31st.
Have you not heard?
I got it Friday night.
Rudy Gobert can't smell anything.
Have you not heard what's going on in Florida?
I heard there's a few cases.
So
10,000 a day.
Yeah, went up.
And you know, can't go down there.
Went up a little bit.
Stop going to the bar. Yeah. All right? Wear a mask.
Is it the bar?
Wear a mask. The bar doesn't help.
So how many people at a bar? 100 people? A good bar?
I couldn't really tell you. 200? Sure. I haven't seen the size of the bar.
Does Rich look like someone who takes paternity leave a year after his daughter was born so he can golf and drink?
I would just like to know.
IPAs?
I would just like to know who among us would not have taken that week. Right. Is there anybody?
So
who you would have said, I'm coming into work?
Rich, I love...
I'm working through this.
I'm admiring you. You basically had the Belichick like timeout clock loophole for paternity leave.
I know what I was doing.
Yeah, you did. Genius.
I love how the bar with 200 people has caused the spike, but the...
You don't think
there's more than one bar open, Wiggy.
Jesus Christ.
You don't think those
people go
and see other people? The whole state is open, Jermaine.
Not one bar.
But, it's not like Dick's Dive Bar is open. Come on in.
Where they really insult that thing state.
Can I finish my statement?
Why is this colada so good? Oh, it's got extra COVID.
Every beach bar is open. Beaches are open. No, because you can take one bar.
But...
Another scorpion bowl coming up.
But the 25,000 protesters did nothing for the spike.
They were wearing masks.
Oh, they were all wearing masks. See, that's I love that.
A lot of the protesters
protests did nothing for the second spike.
Hong Kong is like 7.5 gabillion people.
Zero
97% of the people wear masks. They have like no
but
cases.
A bar,
they
like South
Korea. The masks like don't matter.
But a bar with 200 people has all of a sudden had their second spike. But the 25,000 people that
I understand.
But also, as Mutt said, there's more than one
the
bar.
The protests in Florida were on boats, for God's sake.
I understand that. They said L.A., it's the bar, but I saw Hollywood. They were doing a video in Hollywood of like 10,000 people with no mask on and YG doing a rap video. But that had nothing to do. It was the 200 people that went to the Scorpion
bar. 200 people at the one bar.
At Lazy Joe's.
And they said in Boston, right? Think about
they
it.
They have an awesome happy hour.
I watched a lot.
The conch fritters are so
those
good.
Apps, oh my
I watched
God.
A lot of those protests.
Twofers all the time, man.
Yeah.
A lot of the protests in Boston. I mean, everybody weren't wearing masks.
And 2.5% was the positive test rate following that.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that.
If Cam Newton had not signed, this would have been 4 hours
hey,
today.
Take your correct facts and stats.
Take your knowledge and truth and get it, just like you with your $5 crap.
So all
get
back
out of
to
here.
There'll be no more sports.
No sports. Got
yeah,
back
sports
there.
Are canceled.
With Pandering Man closing sports?
Pandering
I know
man
he mentioned he made a Pandering Man t-shirt
Pandering
for Dale.
Man t-shirt
oh, I like
thanks
that.
To 617 Apparel.
What is he in, like a sumo outfit?
Well,
that
yeah,
looks like just like
a
diaper.
Because he's real powerful, right?
Oh, okay.
And, but you know what his catchphrase is? What?
Manipulating the minds of all mankind.
Yes, that's it.
Pandering Man.
You know, Pandering Man.
Pandering Man. Yep, yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
So he's big. You know, he's powerful. Yeah. He's probably into martial arts, so he can manipulate
probably.
Minds.
Yeah, that
so
makes
that's,
sense.
That's what it is, the okay. Pandering Man t-shirt.
Pandering Man.
Get yours at 617 Apparel.
There you go.
I saw Andy.
All proceeds go to COVID-19. I believe.
No,
they go to everyone who got a scorpion bowl at Lazy Joe's last week.
They go to everyone there, the 200 people that went to the bar, not the 25,000 that protested.
No. Well,
got it.
We have so much dumbest of the day for tomorrow's show. Mutt.
It's a lot.
We do 4 hours next time. I guess you guys are doing 4 hours on Cam Newton today.
Cam Newton. And a little,
I love
we'll
Cam
sprinkle
Newton.
In some Spygate 2.
Oh, good,
we'll
good.
Get to that as well.
I'm all in.
I am all in, too. Couldn't be more in.
10 wins.
AFC's champs now?
Yeah.
Why what? Not? Right? Come
why
on.
Not? Why
you're
not
free
us?
And, yeah, why not us, right?
Because he might be hurt. He might still be injured.
We're living
he's
free
great.
And easy now.
A hurt Cam Newton's better than a healthy anything else you got, so I'll take him.
Not better than Kyle Allen.
You know what I'm looking
for? Sorry you're not Team Lewerke like the rest of us.
You know what I'm looking forward to in
what's
Tampa
that?
Bay?
Tell me.
Cam Newton versus Tom Brady. Super Bowl. What Super Bowl is this?
55.
It's in Tampa.
Double nickels.
In front of no fans.
There'll be fans of Tampa.
Football's happening now?
Well,
this is all going to be such a buzzkill.
Or next year,
we get there,
Bowl.
There's going to be no games.
No games. Yeah. No
Brady's
fans.
Just going to be playing catch at the high school field with all his teammates.
There'll be
no
fans.
Games.
There'll be fans, but you just can't go to the bar. After the game.
Shut up. All right, we'll do the
we
more
can
of this
pack
tomorrow.
50,000 people in the stadium.
Rich is back. Good to have you
yes,
back, buddy.
Thank you.
There he is. Dale and Keith with Andy Hart next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. Goodbye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.